We are on Daf Dalid Omid Beis. We had in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah was explaining to us the halacha of Yodais, so the Mishnah said as follows. So Imer lechaveiroi, mudrani mimcha, mufrushani mimcha, milchukani mimcha, shani oichaloch, shani toimloch, osa. Omar Shmuel. So now Shmuel explains the Mishnah. Bekulam. All these cases, mudrani, Mirchukani, Mufrushani, all these cases is not also. They are not also. Ad sheyoymar shani oicheloch shani toimloch. Now let us see the Ram. Zok teran, bekulon ad sheyoymar shani oichel. Bekulon, nahainu. Mudrani, Mufrushani, Mirchukani, the masnisen ad sheyoymar, kloimar. The Masnisin Chodok Toni. The Mishnah is one long hemshech. V'sha'ani Yoichel Amudrani Mufrushani Koi. Shani Yoichel is going that he previously said Mudrani. So it is not also till he ends off by saying Shani Yoichel. Di Lav Hochi. Because if he will not say Shani Yoichel, Loimashme iser klal, then mudrani does not mean iser at all. Vafilu yad she'enai mechiach loihabi. Now let us explain a little what the Ran is saying. Our Mishnah is coming to tell us the aloche of yodais nedorim kenedorim. The din of yodais nedorim is if a person said a miktsas loshen, he wasn't goymer the loshen, the neder is chal. Now, in the din of yodais, there are three cases. One case is ayad mechiyach. That means from the little what he says, I can see and understand what he means, what he meant to end. I understand that he didn't end it, but I can figure out what he meant to say. That is ayad mechiyach. Case number two is ayad she'enoi mechiyach. I don't have a hoichoche what he wanted to say. Exactly what falls into the category of yad she'enoi mechiyach, we'll have to see later in the sugya. And then there's a third case that it's not even ayad. It's not einei mechiach. Einei mechiach means it's pointing, it's telling me something, but vaguely. Ayat einei mechiach means it's not telling me anything. So the Gemara held now that Shmuel held, mudrani mimcha, mufrushani mimcha, I'm be away from you, does not mean at all I want to make Yisurim. I'm just telling you, I'm going to stay 10 feet away from you with a 10-foot pole. But it doesn't, Mukhukani Mimchalon does not mean, is not Meram, is that I have an intent to make Yisurim. So it's not even a Yad. Mukhukani Mimcha, and the Mishnah says it's also, because he ended off. He said, Shani Yoicheloch. No. So now I hear, Mulchakani Mimcha Shani Yoicheloch means that because there is an Isser Achilim, as we'll see, the Ran will explain, Shani Yoicheloch is a Yad, so now the Mulchukani has a new perish. That means I'm Mulchik through the Isser that I'm making. So Mulchukani also means that I'm also, I'm Mulchik Mikoyach the Isser Nedel, to have enough from you or to eat from you. That is what Shmuel said. I mean, just let's refresh our memories. The Ran had said they're still called Yodais because in order to be a Nikel Neder, you need one of the two. Either I have to say it's Osir, or I have to say Kikoinim, it's like a cold. That's a Tfosir, or this is a Ikel Neder of Osir, Lesser Isir. In the case of the Mishnah, I'm speaking about everything under the sun, but I didn't say it's Osa, I didn't say it's Kikol. without what I'm going to eat from you, shani yoicheloch. So I'm saying something, but he didn't mention also a kol. But al kaponim, but Shmuel is saying, mechulkani alone is not even ayat. No, the Mishnah that says also at the end of the Mishnah, that's if he said the whole sentence, mechulkani mimcha shani yoicheloch. Frag the Gemara, Meisve, I'll ask you a kash. We learned, Muder ani mimcho, Abaraisa, Muder ani mimcho, Mufreshani mimcho, Mechokani mimcho, Areza also, that's also, Shani yoicho loch, Shani toyim loch, Areza also, so, abgefragt. The Baraisa says, Klo Mechokani is also, and Shani yoicho loch is also. So Shmuel was not daunted from this baraisa. Hochiktoni. It's missing a word. Ba'med vorim amurim. When is mechukani mimcha also? Ba'med vorim amurim. Bo'oim shani oicheloch shani toyimloch. If he said afterwards, mechukani mimcha, after he said shani oicheloch, then mechukani means isa. Let us see the Ram. Meisvek. Muder ani mimcha. So the Ran says as follows. Bishloime mas nisin leikoshe oleide Shmuel. The Mishnah is not schwer at all on Shmuel. The kivin de loitoni bo elochad osa. It just says once osa. It says, muchokani mimcha shanitoim loch osa. So there it says one osa. Ikolameima de seifa perusha de reisha. That means, muchokani mimcha when he said shani yoicheloch is osa. Ava baraisa diktoni osa rosa mashmalei de mili mili ktoni. These are two different cases. Di loy loy leima osa ratseif. He says, mechukani mimcha osa, shani yoicha loch osa, so you see mechukani mimcha itself is osa. Umetare tzochi koma, bamer dvorim amurim, when is mechukani mimcha osa, when he said shani yoichelo, mishemochi shach lemisni also beemtza dvorov. So that's why it's good to say also, mechukani mimcha could be also if he said shani yoichelo. Ulekam amporich, the Gemara later him came also the seifa lomali, but also the seifa. Why does it say? That means the shani yoichelo is we're saying, when is Mechukani Mimcha also when he said Shani Yoichloch? Why do you say after Shani Yoichloch also? Ubedinu delik shlei ochi miyad. The Gemara could have, right away, asked this kasha. Hela dadifa minei maksha lei lefum svora de maksha. The Gemara asked a better kasha. So al koponim, we answered now the Baraisa. But the Baraisa is speaking about Mechukani mimcha also, when he said shani yoicheloch. Frag the Gemara, basanya ifcha, but we learned another barais. And the other barais, you won't be able to say what you're saying over here. The other barais starts off fakel. Shani yoicheloch, shani toimloch, also. Mudrani mimcha, umufreshani mimcha, mechukani mimcha, areze also. Now, here you see, he can say, Bamedvorim Amurim. It says, Shani Yoicheloch is also, and Vaisis Mechukani is also also. So the Gemara answers on this Baraisa, Tni Hochi, Ukvar Omar Mudrani. The Pshat is, even though he said Mudrani, you have to say Shani Yoicheloch, and then it'll be also. If you won't say Shani Yoicheloch, it won't be also. Let us see the Ran. Basanya Ipre. So the Ran says, Ach Bereise, Lav Seife de Bereise de Le'elu. This Bereise is not the Seife of the previous Bereise, Din Ken Habele Lameime Voktoni Seife. It's a different Bereise. Mudrani Mimcho Areze Osa, Balek Lameime de Seife Perusha de Reishe. Obamed vom amurim ktoni du mir de ir doch de bishani euchloch lekker man de polig de mitze shani euchloch is sicher ayat So you can't say that that Shani Yochel was also if he said Bundrani Mimcha. It's not true. Shani Yochel Lach HaZichar HaYah. So the Gemara answered, Tzni Yochi Yukvar Oma, Kloima, Ukamash Malom, the Aval Gav the Kvar Oma Mudrani Mimcha, even though he said Mudrani Mimcha. So the Kloima Shani Yochel Lach, the Eloi Loi Mitzah. Because if he won't say Shani Yochel Lach, it won't become us. Now let's see the Gemara further. Like the Gemara on this teretz now, two kashas. Kashin number one, Yochi Haino Reisha. So it comes out, the second Baraisa is relating to me what the first Baraisa had said till now. So it's two Baraisa saying the same aloha. V'oid in kashin number two, also lomali lemisni. Why does it say twice also? The second time it shouldn't have said also. Now let us see the Ran. Ihochi hainu reishe. So the Ran says, lav reishe mamish koma. He does not mean the reishe. Elakivin. The icy hach bereise kamaise mikame hach, since he brought the first bereise before, korile reishe, kloima rishoine, the first bereise. Bochi Pirush, im Pshat is as follows. I amrit bishloime, if we will say not the way Shmuel had verempfert, the b'mudrani b'lchud also, that the first price is telling us b'mudrani b'lchud is also. Mishem hochi, then I understand the need of two prices. Mishem hochi shoni haitane, therefore this tane was mishane the loshen. V'nokat mudrani b'seife, and he put mudrani by the seife, ki heiche deloiniti lemeima, that means, if it would say like the first parais, a person can come and make a mistake, and he can say mudrani mimcha oso, shani oichaloch oso, dechodektoni. I could make a mistake the way the first parais was worded, and I'll say, emet vorem amurim, and Mudrani is only us, and he said, Shani Yechelocha, but Medvam Amurim Tani. Va'afal gav de'idach tan, even though the first Tana loichosh de nitei bohochi, the first Tana was not chayish that we would make such a mistake, of a high Tana, rotsa leval yoysa. So he wanted to explain it better, so therefore he put Mudrani mimcha at the end of the Baraisa, that you shouldn't come and say a pshat by Medvam Amurim. So that is kasha number one. The way Shmuel is learning Pshat in the second Barai said, so Memele, so it's not telling us anything. V'oid osa osa lomeli lemisne, kloima osa the sefer kashele. So because of these two kashas, the Gemara has charote in this Pshat of Shmuel. Ella oma Shmuel. Now, a new Pshat. Forget about what we said till now, the Mudrani Mimcha is not a Yad. No, Mudrani Mimcha is a Yad. But let's just in order to wade through the Gemara, until we understand the Pshat, let us just say, oh, somebody, what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say now, Amor de Kechidish. Mudrani Mimcha, if Reuven tells Shimon, Mudrani Mimcha, so then the din is, Reuven is not allowed to have hanor from Shimon, and Shimon is not allowed to have hanor from Reuven also. That means, Mudrani Mimcha, it means that each one is not allowed to have hanor. How this lies in the lotion of a Mudrani Mimcha, that we'll discuss later. But I'll upon him, Mudrani Mimcha means that both of them are not allowed to have hanor. Shani Oichaloch means I'm not allowed to have hanor from you. So Memele, so let us just, in order to have the picture of the Gemara in front of us, so let's give a preview. So the Gemara is saying now as follows. The Baraisa that said, Mudrani Mimcha also, Shani Oicholoch also, because they're two distinct Isurim. Mudrani Mimcha, both of them are also. Shani Oicholoch, only one of them is also. Only the mother is also. Now the Mishnah said one also. So Shmuel is coming to tell us Now, you can't say that the one osa is going on the two cases, but the osa at the end of the above is telling me, medrani mimcha is osa, and shani oichalach is osa, because that can't be, because there are two different types of isurim. Medrani mimcha, both of them are osa, shani oichalach, only the mother is osa. So Shmuel said, if it said one osa in the Mishnah, so we have to learn the Mishnah speaking about one bove. Then only he is also. So that's Pshat and Shmuel. Now let us see in the Vainik in the Gemara. Ella Omar Shmuel. Taime da Omar Shani Yoicheloch. Our Mishnah that says one also. And they're not two different cases because he paired it together. Mudrani mimcha shani yoicheloch, shani toyloch. Hu da osa v'chaveirei mutter. There the halacha is that he's osa, the chaver is mutter. Avol omar, mudrani heimach lechudei. But if he said mudrani mimcha lechudei, shneyem asurim. Then both of them will be osa. Ki odom rab yoisi b'rab chaninem. Mudrani heimach, shneyem asurim. Both of them are osa. So now Shmuel's coming to tell us, Dor anander pshat, and this is pshat and Shmuel. Now let us see the Ram. Ela hochi koma Shmuel. So the Ram says, the vade Shmuel gufe moide, da hanech masni yosef, in the Bereise, that says, mudrani mimcha osa, shani yoicheloch osa. Mili, mili, k'toni. The Bereise is two distinct cases. Mudrani mimcha is also. Shani yoicheloch is also. The bechol chad mitzah, each one is also. Alomio kamar, the masnisen chod k'toni. The Mishnah that says also means one is so. The e mili mili k'toni, if you'll say the Mishnah is also like the Bereise, that the osa means madrani mimcha is osa, shani oicheloch is osa, heichi toni bechad osa, so wouldn't say one osa for these two different cases, the loy shavu, because the isa is not similar. The b'mudrani mimcha shneyem asurim. So Memela, that's what Shmuel came to say. Shmuel was bothered. Why did the Mishnah say one also? In the Bereisa we see there two, it says twice also. Bishleim the Bereis, it says twice also. Umash meshapir kol chad v'chad kedinei. So each case has its own characteristics, its own issa. Elamas nisin imili mili namiktoni. If we will assume that the Mishnah is also two cases, also rosa havlele misni. Elavadai chodektoni. It's one long nether. Vehu osa v'chaveirei muta. Mishimochi koma. Dahai din elese. That when it is one din, that hu osa v'chaveirei muta, lese leboi menami shani oichalach. This din, that is one, that only he is osa, is dafke if he was goyme dvor, and he said shani oichalach. So that is Pshat and Shmuel. Now the Bereisa is Gishmak, and now we understand Pshat and Shmuel. I just would like to mention just one Ha'orah. Mudrani Mimcha means that I'm not allowed to eat by you, and you're not allowed to eat by me. That's Mudrani Mimcha. Shani Oicheloch means I'm not allowed to eat by you. So I just would want to say, perhaps Shmuel is telling us a chiddush, and the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Now, if I say Mudrani Mimcha, I'm not allowed to eat by you. So when I said Shani Oicheloch, I'm just explaining part of the Issa which was mentioned in Mudrani. Where do we see that you're allowed to eat by me? That means Mudrani Mimcha. What does Mudrani Mimcha mean? It means I'm not allowed to eat by you. Right? Fine. So I'm saying, I'm not allowed to eat by you. I never said that you're allowed to eat by me. So Be'emison, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. That even though Ba'arichas Dvorov is just repeating something which I know already, but this repetition is a miut in what I understood till now. Because if you're repeating, so why don't you repeat the whole mashmois of Mudrani Mimcha? And l'chayre, that's pshat in the mide klalo prat, and b'chlalo mashe b'prat. That means that first I mention a generality, and then I say a prat, so we say, that's all what he means. He doesn't mean more than that. That's what Shmuel said pshat in the Mishnah. So b'emison, it's a chiddush, it's not so poshut. That means, Mudrani Mimcha, which means I'm not to eat by you and you're not to eat by me. But if he starts elaborating, and he only elaborates one mashmois, so it means that's it. But you're allowed to eat by me. That is the Chiddush of Shmuel. Now, let us go further. So now we have over here that Shmuel... We have here a makshin on Shmuel and Shmuel. Shmuel says, pshat la Mishnah is, it's one long dibur. Mudrani mimcha shani yoichalo. The makshin on Shmuel held that it's a fekelte. He would have written the price. It's two different bobbers. Mudrani mimcha shani yoichalo. Vika lamedik, lafum svor de makshin, de masnisin, mili miliktoni, Heichi koma, that's a besonder above it. Shani oichaloch also, shani oichaloch is also, the monefshech. Idom behed ye koinem shani oichaloch, if he said koinem shani oichaloch, now the gomahu. Ulo yad, masnisim toni lo gabiyodis. How did the makshin understand our mission? How could you disagree with Shmuel? If he said, koidam shani yoicholoch, so that's not a yad, that's an eder goma. Vida loyoma koinem is dulme dachil ne mashme vloy mitzah klal. If he didn't say koinem, shani yoicholoch means I'll eat by you. So it means Rakelt, he's inviting himself deep by him. How could we understand that shani yoicholoch alone, shani yoicholoch alone, if it's koinam, it's not a yad, the Mishnah's telling us yodis. And if he didn't say koinam, so where do we see he wants to make a neder not to eat? In our eyes, Shani Yoichloch would more have a mashmois that he wants to eat. Yesh loima loilam loyoma koinam. Mitzicha, the Mishnah is speaking about he did not say koinam. V'chiteime neime da'achil nekoma, so maybe he means taki will eat. In kein my lishne disha ani oicholoch, that which I will eat. Oicholoch havaleila meim, he should have said, I'll eat by you. How does the shin come in? Elavadai kiven de komal she ani, that hochi komal. Ma she ani oichol mishaloch, I'm talking about the chefze. That which I will eat from you, Yehayezadova. That means I started off something, and it did not end. Ma shani yoichol means ma shani yoichol mishaloch. That which I will eat from you, I'm talking about the chayfetz, Yehayezadova. Oh, mind you, what does it mean? That what I'll eat from you will be something. The kaino. So that's the mashmois. That will eat for you should be a kaino. Mishumai time and not some amela. Mishumai time and amilek lakshia maimrinidavayad leneda. למרינה להבי יד לשבוע, משום דשעני מש משום מזכר החפץ, דהיינו מה שיוכל, וכי אגב נשייך בנדר ולא ישייך בשבוע. So now the Ran explains that Shani Oichaloch, I'm speaking about the chayfetz. So Memele, that which I will eat from you and then I stop, but so that's a yad that I mean should be a koyt. Ve'im toima, so now the Ran asks, Tinach, that's good. The Ran and the Andav Beza Madalev brought two girsois in the Mishneh. Shani Oichaloch or She'eni Oichaloch. He brought down two girsois. Tinech leman de gois mas nisin sha'ani beloyud. So then I said a beautiful teretz. Sha'ani means ma sha'ani. That which I will eat from you should have a certain aloche. So that's another. Avo leman de gois sha'ani beyud. According to man de yoma. That's gois sha'ani beyud. Kosher. And let me go back to my old kasha. If he didn't say kainam and he said sheini oichaloch, name it the yadu l'shvuah. V'loi l'neda, b'hai lishna d'shvuah, meisa nav sheyachetze. V'i b'shehizkir kainam, and if he said kainam, neda hu v'lo ya. V'chitoni l'gabi yodis. Yeshloima, so the Ran answers this kasha also. Lo'oilom b'shehizkir koinom. It is speaking about that he said koinom. Koinom, this man the Yoma, that understood that the Mishnah is speaking about two distinct cases, he said koinom. For lo'och, he came in the Omalei b'loshen shvue. The haine she'eni, duhu meisa nav she'achetze, adela yad l'neder, we had the Randav Bezem at Beza brought down the Shittas HaRamban that a neder b'losh and shvue is a neder, but it only works out yodis, because he did not say the correct loshen. The loshen of a neder is a loshen chavs, and he's saying a loshen gavre. So for Kert, so according to this Gilsa, we have to say that's pshat in the Mishnah. He said, "Koinam sheini oicheloch." That helps alts yodis. Now, but so now, so what is Shmuel saying? Shmuel is saying that Kolzman, he says sheini oicheloch, then only he is also. He said, "Mudrani heimoch shneiem asurim." Omar, Rab Yosi, Rab Chanina, Mudrani, Heimoch, Shneim, Asuri. Nire be'einai, the Hainu time. Now we have to understand this. This is a problematic aloche. I said, Mudrani Mimcha, I'm also from you, so that means you're not even know from me. Now how do we figure this out? Nire be'einai, the Hainu time. Mishum de mashme mudar ani v'nichsai mimcho u'minichsecho. Hilkach, kiven de bachlal ani avinechosim, al kochacho chaveri nami osur boy, di loy nechosim lav b'nei ishanuye mechaveroi ninu. Now, this needs an explanation, and let me try to explain this. Is Bia Dachsechmer, is the Sukkas David and Chazenish mentioned this. Let us go as follows. When a person says, Muda ani mimcha, I'm not allowed to have hanoh from you. Now, this statement, let's speak about Reuven told Shimon, Muda ani mimcha. I'm not allowed to have a muda from you, not have a no from you. This statement includes two inyonim. Inyon number one, I'm not allowed to have a no from your goof. For example, the Gemara says, if a person is muda ano mechaveroi, the two are not allowed to sleep in one bed together in the winter. because each one warms themselves up from the other one. Mudarani mimcha means I'm not allowed to have any hano from you, so that means from your goof. In any way, your goof will be mahana me, not have hano. What about from your nechosim? If you'll give me nechosim, or you'll sell me nechosim at cheap price, so I'm not, even though I'm not having hano directly from you, but this is also hano from you. That means if you'll sell me, you have a article that the market value was $10, you sell it to me for $9.50, so you're being mahana me. So when I said muder ani mimcho, let's break it up. Muder ani mimcho means not have hano from your goof. And muder ani mimcho also means I will not be able to have hano through your nechosim also. If you'll give it to me by matone, so I'm having hano from the nechosim, or you sell it to me cheap, there'll be hanos nechosim, or I'll enter your, you let me enter your house, you let me shelter myself in your house. I mean, there are, this muder ani mimcho is koilu, is inclusive. Not only am I not allowed to have hano from your goof, which is a direct hano from you, I'm not allowed to have hano from your nechosim also, which is an indirect hano from you, because if you're behind me through your nechosim, that's called also, I'm having hano from you. But the issa includes your nechosim, because indirectly I'm having hano from you. Now Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina said as follows, if mimcho halachically means you and your nechosim, so then ani also halachically means also ani v'nichsai. That is what Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda says. We have to take these two words. We have to compare the ani to mimcho. And if mimcha means you and your nechosim, so ani also means I and my nechosim. Now, if that is the translation of ani, so now we're in a big problem. What shall my nechosim can have hano from you? That doesn't make sense. So al kochoch muder ani, which includes nechosim, means I'm mudr mimcha that you can have hano from me. The minute I assume that ani includes nechosim, and the reason I have a right to assume that ani includes nechosim because the word mimcha also includes nechosim. So we are medamed ani to mimcha, even though literally translated mimcha means you and ani means me. But halachically translated, mimcha means minachosecha also. So we will halachically translate ani means also ani v'nichsai. And if in kainim anachnu, ani means ani v'nichsai, ani mudr mimcha, so that means you're not allowed to have hano from my nechosim. So we have now a new translation. I'm mudder from you. That means that you're not even know from me. So there's a double mashmois in the lashon. Mudrani mimcha means there's a neder ani v'nichsai al lecho v'nichasecha, and al kaponim is oiskishpat from the ani v'nichsai that you're not even know from me. Now let us see the Ran again. The Omar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina Mudrani Heimach Shneim Asurim Nire Be'inai Dahainu Time. How do we come to such a conclusion? Mishum de Mashme Mudrani Mishum de Mashme, because the Mashmois is Mudrani Menichsai Mimchom Nechosecha. And I just explained that's what the Sugazdovit says. The mashmois of muder ani, that it means nichsai, is because mimcha means minchosecha. Hilkach. But since I derive this mashmoy, hilkach kiven de bechlal ani have nechosim, al kol chochaveri nami yosef boy, di loy nechosim lavnei senu yimechaveri ninu. So al kocher, I don't mean my nechosim can't have an no from you, that doesn't make sense. So al kocher means that you're not have an no from my nechosim. So now we have a memory of Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine, and Shmuel held like Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine. So therefore he said, the only case that only the mother will be Yosef, he said, Shani Yoicholot. Now we know Pshat and Shmuel. But now the Gemara, Frek the Gemara, this Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine is not so poshut. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hareini Olecho Chayrim, Hamudar Osor, Abomadu Loi. Now, let us see this. Now, the Poshe Pshat, Hareini Olecho Chayrim, that I am on you, a Chayrim, like Chelmei Bedek Abayis. So, I am also to you. So, what is the case over here? So, the Mudar, is the mother is asking himself on the mother. That's poshet pshat. A mother also, the mother, our mother, Lord. Now let's go, but according to the cheshbon of Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine, we should say like this, Hareini means I and my nechosim are also on you. Because you're not even hanor from my nechosim, because that's also considered having hanor from me. So therefore, we should be medame the olecho to hareini. So therefore, we should say that olecho also means you and your nechosim. Now, the minute I say your nechosim, so your nechosim are cheirim on me, it comes out. The minute I say, if we're medame, the mudrani to the mimcha, we should be medame the hareini to olecha, we should medame the olecha to hareini. Let us see the ran. Tnan hareini olecha cheirem. Hamudarosa avomadoloi. My name the Olecho Nami Koilu Chaveiroi V'Nechosot. V'Kivin Shekein. So the minute, just like the Hareini means myself, including my Nechosim, that's the Taich of Hareini Alochically. So Memela Olecho should also mean you and your Nechosim. V'Kivin Shekein Efamadalitza. The Loi Nichse Chaveiroi Lavne Esanuyim Ineininu. Yeah. Sakoch, he's also also. So the Mishnah says only the mother is also. According to Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine, the mother should also be also. So the Gemara says, Kigain de Porish ba'at olai loy. You know, the Mishnah is speaking about that he clarified himself. He said, ba'at olai loy. Fine, we'll buy that for a minute. Let's go further in the Mishnah. At olai cheirem. Hanoidar osa. Avomudaloi. Now, at olai cheirem. So let's go again. At olai cheirem. Now, what is the at? The at means you and your nechosim. So therefore, the olai should be similar to the at. So olai means myself and my nechosim. So my nechosim are kochoch acherem on you. Hanoider also, here it says hanoider also, avomud olai. If olai is going on myself and my nechosim, so the mudah should be also. Going to porish ano aloch loy. Oh, so the Sage is also speaking about that he explained at olai, and not even know from you, aber war no loch lebe you lot have no from me. Avostoma mai, so now the Gemara continues. Avostoma, what is it in stoma? Shneim asuri. Both are also. That's what you're telling me. I'm a diktoni sefer. Areini olecho, va'at olai, shneim asuri. The Mishnah wants to say, when is the case of both are also? If you said both lishainis. Hodinu de shneim asuri. Hostome. Who also the chaveroi muter? So you see, Claude, not like Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanin. Let us see the Ran before we go further. Atolai chayrim anoyder also abu mudaloi. V'amai neima dalai koylo nami atzmei nechoso v'litza muda. Di loy nirsi didei labnes anuyi mineinino. So, Memele, so this is a question, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanin. Elohochi itma de Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanin. So now the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanin is not speaking by all cases. Elohochi itma de Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanin, mudar ani loch, shneyem asurim. Mudrani heimoch, who also b'chavei reimuta. Now the Gemara is saying as follows, that this lomdus of Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, that we say both are also, that is only if he says the word loch. The minute he says mimcha, only one is also. Now let us see the Ran to understand this. Elohochi itma, omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, mudrani loch shneyem asurim. Because the word, the loch mashme lecho, on you, kloima nechosai asurim lecho, u'mashme misheloch. And loch also could mean what you possess. And Rabbi Kevege brings down a pasuk in Shoftim. A kesef asher lukach loch, so memele, which means sheloch leistos. So the word loch can mean both. Ma she'ein kein behemoch or mimcha deleimash moch. So Memele, so let us now understand what we are up to. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said as follows. If a person says, Mudrani Loch. Now, Mudrani Loch, since Loch can mean Sheloch, yours, Loch can also mean to you. So there we say, that's the touch of muda. Muda ani mishaloch, and muda ani lecho. Faker, the word lecho is, because lecho means shalcho, and lecho means lecho. So it's muda ani mishaloch, and muda ani lecho. So there, both are awesome. Mimcho, the pashtis means muda ani mimcha, means that I am muda from you. That's what muda ani mimcha means. Not that you are also from me. So memele, so now Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina was only said it by lecho, but by mimcha, everyone is muda. Or olecho, reini olecho cheirim. Atolai, there, we see only one is also. Now the word lecho can be translated two ways. So now we have a shtickle problem, but how does Shmuel come in? Our Mishnah, that Shmuel said, we came to say pshat and Shmuel, that Shmuel is saying that when is only one osa, if he says shani yoichalach. But if he doesn't say Sha'ani Yoichalo, then both are also. And he's saying this on the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is speaking about Mimcha. What? Heimach, Mimach. Not Loch. The Mishnah is speaking about, the Mishnah says, yeah, the Mishnah is speaking about, Mimcha. Muchakani Mimcha. Mudrani Mimcha. So Memela, now we have all of a sudden a big problem. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel is telling us that Yosi Rab Chanin is din, that both are also, does not apply in the Mishnah because he said Shani Yoicholoch, and Shuldik, Rab Yosi is not speaking about Muchakani Mimcho. Rab Yosi Rab Chanin is only speaking about Muchakani Loch. Loch can have two translations. So this is what the Ran is going to handle with now. Venire Beina, the Hochi Perusha, the Kesalke Daita Hashta, the Shmuel, Hochi Daik Masnis. Shmuel was Madaik from our mission as follows. The Kivin the Leutnan Eloch Hadosa. Since it says only one Osar in the Mishnah, Vadai Chodektoni. So it's one case, it's not two cases. The Kivin the Chodektoni, and since it's speaking about one case, al kocha chemoch the reisha lavdavke. So then, you don't, the loch would not only apply by chemoch. The wadim beloch, the kivin the messiah milsei, va'oma shani yoichel, afioma loch, le'mashma de shneem esurim, al duwasa v'chavei reimuta. That means, since the Mishnah is speaking about one case, so there's no difference if he said Mimcha, if he said Lecha, since he was Messiah Shani Yoichel. And this is what Shmuel said. Hai diktoni tane, de mevudrani. That what the Tane said, by Mudrani. That only one is also, is Bein the Omar Hamor. Bein she'omer loch hu osa v'chaveiro imuta, davke k'she'oima shani yoichu shani toyim. Aber lo yomer hochi, lo yishovei heimach v'loch, de v'loch shneim asur. So, Emerson the Tzadoichik, and we'll see, the Maksha did not appreciate this, but it seems now, the Gemara wanted to say Pshat and Shmuel, that Shmuel is saying, since the Mishnah wrote one also, so it's coming to tell us that it's one case, and in other words, it's coming to tell us, so therefore, since it's one case, there'll be no difference if he said Mimcha or Lecha. The Mishnah got Chap Mimcha, but the one case is coming to tell us that since he was Messiah Shani Yoicholoch, so Memela, there's no difference between Mimcha and Lecha. That is Pshat. The Gemara does not like this Pshat. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's just see. Elohochi itme. Rabbi Yisrinin mudani Lecha shneim asurim. Udrani heimach huasa v'chaveire muta. V'amasnisen diktoni heimach, it says Mimcha, v'kimna l'amasnisen l'shmul b'kulon. So let us see the Ran. The Shas does not like this Pshat. Shmuel said the truth, there won't be a difference between Hamach and Loch, given the Messiah Bosh and the Eichloch, Mikomachim. It's not Mistava that that's Pshat and Shmuel, because Shmuel was very saucen. The Mashme, because the Mashmois of Shmuel by Stoys to Koyalishna, the Tan, the Behedye. It would seem that Shmuel is going on the lashon that the Tana said. The Hainu Heimach, V'loimar D'shneim Asurim, Kach Nirei Be'Einai. So, we're back where we started from. So what's pshat and shmu? So now the Gemara is going to say a new pshat. Ella mikore de Shmuel hochi yitma. No. Shmuel said as follows. Taime da oma shani oicheloch v'shani toyimloch. Hu de ein hu oser elo ba'achila. Omodrani mimcho oser afilo ba'ano. Oh, anup shat in Shmuel. Shmuel is telling us as follows. Modrani mimcho, mefoshani mimcho, mechokani mimcho, is koilol all isurim. Isuri achila and isuri ano. So Shmuel is saying, so when is it only oser ba'achila? If he said shani yoichaloch, but if he would stop by mechokani, it would be oser ba'ano. Now let us see the Ran. Elo mikore de Shmuel hochi yitma. Avo medrani mimcho oser afilu bano. Modrani mimcho oser afilu bano. Kloima. Now what is the chiddush? That modrani mimcho oser bano. Kloima. The yodayim she'enom mechichos havin yodayim. Yodayim she'enom mechichos havin yodayim. Mishim hochi oser afilu bahano. That means, I think, as follows. We'll see later. When a person says mudrani mimcho, so what does he want to ask her? So between you and me, the Gemara is saying that, I don't know. Could be wants to ask her, I know. Could be only wants to ask her achila. Do you know what he wants to ask her? I don't know. Trace it. You'll ask me. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. A mind reader wouldn't help either because I have to figure it out from his loss. This person wants to ask her something. Exactly what he wants to ask her. It's not muchach what he wants to ask her. So the Ran calls this yodayim she'ena machichas. I mean, it's a yad. I see he wants to ask us something, but if you'll pinpoint me what he wants to ask, it's not mucha exactly what he wants to ask. So Shmuel's coming to tell us, yadayim shem mechiches having yadayim. And therefore, stome, I should say, since it's kailo lano, so stam the dom lahachme, so it's also bano, so unless he says shani yoicheloch, then it's only yoseh b'achila. So what is Shmuel coming to tell us? So Shmuel's coming to tell us achidish. Yadayim, we'll see, it's a machlekes tanoi. Shmuel's coming to tell us yadayim sheinu machiches havin yadayim. So, mitzad mudrani mimcho, it would be also bano, also. But since he said, shani yoicheloch, it's also only ba'achila. Ihochi. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Now, what was the lashon of Shmuel? Omar Shmuel, bekulon, ad she yoimar shani yoicheloch. Till he'll say shani yoicheloch. Ihochi, leime Shmuel, hochi. Let's see the Bach. Ve'im loy oma shani yoicheloch, v'shani toimloch, oser afilu b'ano. That means, so the whole, if that's pshat in Shmuel, so the whole lashon of Shmuel is very misleading. Shmuel said, till he says, ad sheyoimar shani yoicheloch. So the mashmois was, and when he doesn't say it, it'll be mutter, the Gemara wanted to say. Or both will be yasa. One is only yasa till he says. But now, it's pungfakel. That if he doesn't say anything, it's osa rafilu bano. Vim lo yoma such ela hochi le mishmul, ela le mishmulochi. Vim lo yoma shani. That's what he should have said. Not atche yoma. The chiddush is that by loyom at osim both vim loyom ashani yoichlof shani teilach osa afilu bano. So memele. So that's also not pshat in Shmuel. So the Gemara falls off for that. Elohochi itma. אני אומר לך, תאים דאומר שאני אוכל לך, ושאני תאים לך. In Smoyredik, Shmuel said four words, and we have a whole omit to try to figure out what Shmuel said. Shmuel is a big person. He said something, we have to figure out what he means to say. Elohochi yitma. Taim edomar shani yoicheloch, v'shani toim loch, udosa. Avol omar mudrani heimoch, loimash medomar osa. My time, mudrani mimcho loy mashtina bahadoch mashta. Buddha means, seems to say, I won't speak with you. Ufushani mimcho dloy avidna imoch masa matn mashma. Ufukani mimcho dloy kimna badaud amesti loch mashma. Now let us see the Ram. We will now see a yesaidis the kamachloikis, the Ram and the Rambam. Hochi gassine, sagt der Ram. I hochi leim schmulochi, im leom aschani euchloch osser afilu bano, kloima. Heichi koma schmul, atsche joima, de masch medi leom ahochi, leumitze, atsche joima, adrabe. I leom ahochi, itze twei, vahavle lefrushil meim ahochi. She should have said, Im loy oma shani yoichloch, is also bilobano. But in the lelnamiki kamrinin, the bimbedrani lochudish name asurim, bavle lakshu yoch, the Moshe Rabbeinu that kasha there also. Also there, the atche yoimerishwe. Fakir tachidish is that, that budrani means both. Although the divine actually loy medika dinoles, Rabbeinu Sibachnin never said it. Vikanus chachine, hoche buloy machavle. Elo hochi itma. Time doma, kloima, loilom kedamrina meyikor. Dechi loy omar sha'oicholoch muta. If you won't say sha'oicholoch, it's take muta. Vetaime, mishum de loy mashme de omarosa, because it's not mashme de omarosa. Tahavelu yodayim she'ein mechichos. Because he says, "Mudrani mimchot yadayim shein mechiches, v'loy havin yadayim." The dilma mudrani heimach the loy meshtina badoch mashme. V'afilu b'dibur enami loy mitza the loy yadinin ilanoi chaven iladiburi chaven. L'chol chad v'chad havelo yadayim shein mechiches. Now, before we go further, I'd like to elaborate on what the Ran is saying now. The Ran is saying now as follows. When a person says, Mudrani Mimcho, he wants to asa. For sure, he wants to asa. Mukhukani Mimcho, he wants to asa. I know he wants to asa. But now there's a pertinent question. What does he want to asa? So I'll tell you, Mukhukani Mimcho, could mean like imno bahad b'dalad amas. I'm going to stand far away from you. I won't stand in your dalad amas. He wants to asa and iser amide, or he wants to ask. He should never know from it. These two mashmosin 50-50. It could mean like imno. It could mean and I won't ever know from you. Mefreshani. I want to business with you, or it could mean I won't ever know from you. Muda, I won't speak with you, or won't ever know from you. So we have here three cases that I know you want to ask for something, but I don't have an inkling to figure out what he wants to ask. These are two different isurim. Not to speak is one thing. Not to have a nose, another thing. The two different isurim. What isur is this person making? I don't know. So the Ran calls this Yodayim She'enei Mechiches. Now what does that mean? I know he wants to make a isur, but if you pin me to the wall, what isur does he want to make? I don't know. That's called Yodayim She'enei Mechiches. He wants to make an isur, but I don't know what Isra wants to make. Now, I'd like to mention, there's a moiradike kasha that the Machna Frayim in Simen Yudalud and Hilchus Nedorim asks on this run from a Gemara in Nozir a Moiridike Kasha. There's a Gemara in Nozir that base. The Gemara in Nozir that base says as follows. The Gemara says, Ha'oimer Aho V'Nozir Oiver Lefonot. A person said Aho, I'll be. V'Nozir Oiver Lefonot. And a Nozir is Oiver Lefonot. So the Gemara says that that means, so let's put two and two together. He said, a Nozir is passing by, a Nozir is passing by, he sees the Nozir, Nezer al-Akov al-Roisha, he sees the Shechina Rutafen, aho, I'm gonna be. He didn't, that's all he said. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? I'm gonna be a Nozir. So Tzidayim Mechiches. So he's a Nozir. Take the Gemara, I have a different shot. Maybe it means, aho means, I'm being mekabel on himself to bring his kabbalas. This person's a kodesh, a tzaddik. I can't be a nozer, please. But I want to have a chelik in his naziris. Aho should mean that I want to be mekabel on myself to bring his kabbalas. That's true. Aho and nozer elvafonov mean something. But that's what it means. So the Gemara says, well, good kasha. Doma Baliba, he and Zindan, he wants to be a Nozir. You're right. If he wants to bring him his kabbonis, so that's Shad Dineta. If he wants to he wants to be a Nozir, that's whatever he thought, that's what it is. So the Machna Frayim said, when I'm really gazachon this kabbonis. If I know this person is mekabel aneder beinyonei nezirus. You'll pinpoint me, what inyan does he want to be mekabel kobonis for that nozer? Does he want to become a nozer? I don't know. That's called yadayim mechiches. Because there the Gemara says, that Mishnah holds yadayim mechiches. That is yadayim mechiches. So the Machna Frayim proves from that Gemara that if I know he wants to be mekabel an inyan of Naziris, but I don't know the exact protim, but he's thinking this inyan. That's called Yadayim Machiches. That's what the Machna Frayim proves. And therefore he's chaylik on the Ran. The Ran over here by Bilchukani Mimcha, I know this person wants to make a nether from Yenner. Exactly what? Not to stand in his Dao Damas, not to have enough. I don't know. But I know he wants to make a nether that he wants to make a nether from him. So the Machna Frayim says, I would say this is called Yadayim Mechiches, and that's he proves from the Gemara Nozir. The Ran holds this is Yadayim Sheina Mechiches. This dictator that I know that he wants to make a nether from this person, but the prote haneder, I can't figure out. The Ran called this yadayim sheina machiches. Now let's go further. Zok the Ran weiter. L'chol chad v'chad, havel yadayim sheina machiches. V'kiven the time of the Shmuel meshum the kasava yadayim sheina machiches loy havin yadayim. Now he goes back to the beginning of the sugya. The kivin the plukta the tanoihi. This is a machlekes tanoihi. If you die in shemechiches, have you die? Lo have you die? They have you die? Loi. He kolabaim the tano the brayis is firalei the have you die? Ushmu daik mesnisin the loi have you die? So memela now we'll go back to the beginning of the sugya. So now shalom al Yisrael. Shmuel was medai from our Mishnah that the Tana from our Mishnah holds. Atche yoyim eshani yoycheloch, but stam would be mutter because the Atano tzidayim shemechiches, loy haven yodai. The Baraisa that says medrani mimchazos, holds yodai shemechiches, haven yodai. The Lael Kipachin Mibrai Sain Mishumdavas Vira Lon Dafala Yadayan Nami Loi Havi. Before, when we asked Akash, we were under the impression that it's not even Ayat. That was the beginning. The Ran started off the Sugyim that the Gemara held it's not even Ayat. The Ikeman, the Oma, the Medrani, Hemoch, Afilu Lishmul, also Lishtuye Bahade, Vashani Lemevet Masem Matabade, Bukhakani Lemekim Adal Damistale, Bahaino also the Bereise, Shmul Achila Koy Loimed Lemitza Bachila Shemesh and Eichelor Shani Toyimloch. Now, this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is the Machta Freim says he held like the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, that means if I would not know, I know he's making a neder. I know he's making a neder, but I don't know the protean neder. Does it mean dibur? Does it mean amide? So then the halacha would be that it's, whatever he says, that's what it is. Now the Rambam says, mudrani mimcha de ike mashmois is, not to speak with you. Bukhukani, not to stand in daldamis, bukhushani, not to do masamatan. That's the ike mashmois. Shani oicholoch, that means, if you're yodayim she mechiches lehavi yodayim, this is called eine mechiches, because the mashmois is dim, I want to say it should include also hano, that's yodayim she mechiches. So Shmuel, Yodayim she mechiches lehavi yodayim, ad she yoyim shani oicholoch. The paraisa that says madrani mimchas also, that's talking about leishtina badoch. So that is how the Rambam learns Pshat in our Gemara. I would like to correct myself. The Machna Frayim is in Simen Zayim from Hilchas Nedarim.